parking lots. They're outside our workplace, the stores we frequent, and for some of us, our homes. They're just part of getting from one place to another. Harmless. Tonight's stories feature some contributors whose alarm bells signaled in one of the most benign of daily moments, walking through the parking lot. Welcome to the Nightmare Society. I was living with my then boyfriend in a crappy apartment complex behind a rundown mall. He worked at the McDonald's a couple of blocks down the road, and we only had one car. He was working a late shift. It must have been around midnight. He called me and asked me to bring him his phone charger as he was only about an hour or two into his shift. I grabbed the charger and head out on foot. I walked up past the mall towards the main road, and along the way I would pass a row of cars parked along the curb. A few cars ahead of me, I see taillights come on as the car starts up. I keep walking and pass the vehicle, it being on my left-hand side and my apartment complex on my right. I hear it pull out and slowly start driving forward. It passes me and pulls into an empty parking spot a few cars ahead, keeping its lights on. Okay. I speed up a bit and keep walking. There's maybe 40 feet to the main road. Once again, the car pulls out and drives forward. The passenger window rolls down about 5 inches. I take a quick peek and I can see 5 males in the car. 1 driving, 1 passenger, and 3 in the back. Nope. I said fuck this and veered to my right down a pathway that leads back to the apartment buildings. There was a small parking lot in the front of the complex, and I lived in the back part of the complex. I walked through the parking lot, making my way towards the back. They pulled into the parking lot and were still driving slow behind me. There were hallways in between the buildings. One end of the hallway faced the parking lot, the other end led to the side that I lived on, each hallway about 30 feet long. I sped down a hallway so at least I would be on the opposite side of the buildings, and they would have to back out of the parking lot and turn down another road to be next to me again. As I walk towards my apartment, there are about 3 more hallways that I pass. Out of the corner of my eye, I can see them slowly passing each hallway, following me to the next one. I went past my door, another 2 hallways, then paused. Hopefully they would keep driving to the next one. I took that chance and ran back to my door. I didn't see them in the 2 hallways I passed back to my door. I slipped in and locked the door, keeping all the lights off. My heart was racing. I stood at my door for just a bit, just gathering my wits. Then I heard a car door close. I looked out of the peephole and there they fucking were, parked on the street about 2 doors down. The 3 guys from the back got out and walked in 3 different directions, looking for me. When they realized I was gone, they got back in the car and drove off. So, this happened about 5 years ago while I was 9 months pregnant. I was Christmas shopping at the mall with my then 7 and 15-year-old daughters one Saturday night in a very safe city with a very low crime rate. There was an Applebee's connected to the mall, and we ended our shopping pretty late, and the mall stores were starting to close. So I took my kids to the connected Applebee's for a late dinner. We finish up eating at about 10 p.m. and leave out of the Applebee's entrance into the practically deserted parking lot with shopping bags in tow. As we got to the car, I was in the middle of maneuvering the shopping bags on my arms to find my keys when a 50-ish-year-old, crusty-looking guy starts walking up from somewhere in the parking lot with shaggy, gray, white hair and a faded flannel shirt and old jeans. I noticed him briskly approaching when he was about 40 feet away, and he said,
"This is a stick-up. Give me all your money."
My blood ran cold, and I stared at him owlishly and shakingly said,
What?
He then said he was just kidding and came up and stood right next to my daughters, who were standing on the other side of the car waiting for me to unlock the car to let them in. He then starts to make small talk with me and my girls. He's asking things like if they were being good girls for Santa, how old they were, and if we got all our Christmas shopping done, what kind of things did we get, etc. He didn't seem drunk, high, slow, or mentally challenged at all. He was very coherent and seemed of sound mind. Mind you, I was a heavily pregnant woman, alone with my two daughters in a mostly deserted parking lot at 10 o'clock at night, who was being approached by a stranger who came and stood right next to my kids on the other side of the car, just shooting the breeze, talking to me and my kids with his hands in his pockets and occasionally looking over his shoulder. I didn't want to aggravate him, so I was politely conversing with him and trying to look calm and nonchalant while trying to disguise my frantic hands digging inside my giant purse for my car keys. This exchange went on for a couple of minutes while he periodically kept looking over his shoulder. I was silently panicking and trying to politely keep the situation from escalating by calmly and nonchalantly talking to him, while also trying in vain to find my damned car keys to get us out of there. They were in there, hiding good. I felt that at any moment he was going to pull a knife or gun or rob me, and my kids were right next to him, away from their mother on the other side of the car, and I couldn't find my fucking car keys to get my kids into the safety of the car. He kept trying to engage them in conversation, and I could see that my oldest daughter was a little weirded out, and she kept glancing at me to gauge my assessment or reaction to this situation. Kids often tend not to recognize potential danger when they are with their parents, since they see us as their protectors. And being that he was only talking and acting friendly, and I was doing my best to stay calm, they were oblivious to the alarming situation we all were in. And being 9 months pregnant, and I was no match for this full-grown man, especially if he was hiding a weapon on him. While desperately digging for my keys, I tried to politely give him hints that the conversation was over by saying things like, "It was nice chatting with you, but I gotta get these kids to bed," and "It was nice meeting you," and telling my girls to say that it was nice meeting him too. My polite attempts to get this guy to leave wasn't working because he kept sidestepping my attempts and asking them what their favorite school subjects are and how nice young ladies they were, etc., while I was struggling with the shopping bags and digging in my giant cluttered purse for my car keys. My outgoing 7-year-old was completely oblivious to how not okay this situation was because he was being friendly and because of the whole "I'm with mommy so I'm safe" child mentality. So she started to talk about what she picked out for daddy for Christmas and started enthusiastically talking about kid stuff and asking him if he knew what Minecraft was, etc., and keeping this creep from leaving us alone by keeping him engaged in conversation. They didn't realize that I was becoming desperate to get them the hell out of there. Then I suddenly felt this sinking feeling of dread when I realized that I may have lost my keys in the mall, and that we were stuck outside with this strange man who kept looking over his shoulders and was showing no signs of walking away, and I was thinking that he was waiting for the perfect moment to pounce. All he had to do was grab one of my girls and threaten their life, knowing it would make me do whatever he wanted as long as he wouldn't hurt them. I started to feel my adrenaline start to spike, and my heart and stomach started doing flip-flops, and I felt like at any moment shit was going to go down as the gravity of realizing that there were no other people or witnesses around, and that we were totally alone with him, and at that moment the odds were stacked against us, and that he has his chance. then he all of a sudden was all like, okay, it was nice talking with you, see you later. And walked off in the same direction as to which he came. It wasn't until then I found my car keys and unlocked the door and told my kids to get in fast, and I got into and locked the doors and started the car and drove the hell out of there. My 15-year-old lightheartedly and jokingly said, "Okay, that was weird," and laughed. I was overwhelmed with relief, and then I was confused over what just happened. I thought to myself, why the hell would a guy of seemingly sound mind think it totally acceptable to go out of his way just to approach a woman and her kids in a deserted parking lot late at night just to chit-chat? But being that nothing bad happened, I brushed it off and joked about it too. When we got home, my husband greeted us and asked us how shopping went, and I said it went well, and my 15-year-old told him what happened in the parking lot and how weird it was, and was kind of joking about it. I started joking too, saying how I was mentally having a panic attack while trying to look calm, and started making fun of myself by telling my husband how I was attempting to inconspicuously rummage through my purse to find my car keys. My husband went completely white, and I acknowledged his horrified look of alarm, and I assured him that, albeit creepy, the guy was just talking and eventually left on his own. Now, my father-in-law is a retired sheriff deputy, and my husband went through police academy training after graduating high school. He decided to go into business school instead of becoming a cop. And being that the knowledge he gained from that, plus growing up with a cop for a dad, I found out why my husband looked absolutely horrified when I told him the details. What my husband told me completely rattled me to the bone. My husband told me that he was 100% sure that the reason why the guy was hanging around us and chit-chatting was because he was waiting for me to unlock my car. And the reason why he was standing next to our kids was because once I unlocked the car and the kids started to get inside, he was most likely going to force himself in the car with the kids and hold a knife or a gun to them to gain leverage on me to force me to cooperate, knowing that I wouldn't abandon my kids, which would force me to get in the car with them and do whatever he wanted me to do, which most likely would have been to drive to a remote location to do God knows what. And being that he wasn't wearing a mask suggests that his intentions were to also leave no witnesses to identify him. I then remembered that he was positioned by the back seat passenger door where my 7-year-old was standing by waiting to get in. My husband then told me that the most likely reason why the guy ended up leaving was because it took so long for me to find my keys, and the longer it took, the more anxious and spooked it made him. And that whole time, I was desperate to find my car keys, which through some sort of divine intervention stayed hidden in my purse, thus saving us from potentially being abducted.